We're up to the prayer about forgiveness. And if we'd only think about what we're saying, maybe we would develop something in our personality, because we have a hard time asking people for forgiveness when we ask Hashem for forgiveness three times a day. And we say, Selach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Please forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned by mistake. The word chet means to make a mistake and sin. And the word slach means to forgive and wipe clean as though it never happened before. And only Hashem is capable of doing that. And so for our sins, for our errors, we say, Hashem, please be soleach. You're our Father. And then we say, our King, michal lanu malkeinu, forgive us, our King, kifashanu, because we've been rebellious. Ki mochel v'soleach ata. And if you think about that final line, what we say is, you, Hashem, are mochel v'soleach. You are consistently forgiving. It's part of, so to speak, who Hashem is. You are mochel v'soleach. We don't say because you are machlan v'salchan, as we say on Yom Kippur. We say, no, ki mochel v'soleach ata, because you are consistently forgiving. And that, I think, is best understood based on the Medrash, that the Medrash says that prior to creation, Hashem, so to speak, deliberated. How am I going to create this man with his imperfections? And Hashem said, the only way it could work if there is a concept of forgiveness in the world. And perhaps this too is why we begin our year with forgiveness and we don't end our year with forgiveness. The Aseret Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur appear at the very beginning of the year. They don't begin appear at the end of the year. You'd ask me, let me end off my year cleaning off my slate. No. Our sages say, start your year with kapara. And perhaps that's part of the message we say, mochel v'soleach ata. You, Hashem, are constantly forgiving from day one of humanity.